The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 11th of August. It's 7:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in with us this morning. We have a busy, busy day. And Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So, what national days are is it?
It's national.
Are they? Or what national day is?
It's,
anyway.
It's not very good days today, but it's national. Well, it's National Sons and Daughters Day.
Oh, no, that's a good day. No, that's a good day. Yeah.
It's a National Presidential Joke Day.
Don't get me started.
Play in the Sand Day.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. That's, you know, there's other days that I don't know which website you use, but we miss things like National Hot Dog Day.
This is National DayCounter.com.
Okay. All right. Today, sunny and hot. RK, are you ready for this? 99. Yes, that's right. Under 100 with a low around 66 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high near 98 with wind gusts as high as 18 miles per hour. And you see Thursday, high of 91. Are you listening to all this? Friday, 90. Saturday, 92. Sunday, Iron Man Day, 91. And Monday, 90. So we have broken out of the triple digits today, and we're going to continue on in the low 90s and then at night into the low 60s. So great news for those who are running or racing in the Iron Man and for people just wanting to go out and do some things. The weather's changing for the good. It's getting a little bit cooler. I wouldn't expect this to last all through August, however. So, but your weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, been providing service for people for like 30 years. Outstanding service. Discounts for seniors and veterans, other payment plans. These are just good people, the Kinney family. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Jaden Claus from Turtle Bay, who is with a suspiciously weird, suspiciously quiet snake.
Quiet. I like it.
Yeah. There you go.
Good morning, Carl. Thank
you for
that.
Good morning.
So this right here is Dane Tree. She is our jungle carpet python. So when you were talking about the weather there, I was like, ooh, I know someone that's going to like the sun here.
Well, now, when it's like 106,
Because,
of course, reptiles are cold-blooded, Do they get out in there? Do they move around more when it's hot, the hotter it is?
It could be, yeah. I mean, gives them their energy, right?
So, well, I don't know.
True. She's not always out. You know, she's not coming out in the 106 unless we're taking her in a... I myself am not standing out very long with her in the sun.
Right, right. But, okay, so she looks healthy.
She is healthy. She actually just ate last week.
I was going to ask you that because, she looks full. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you see a big
So what did she eat last week?
She had a rat.
A rat?
Oh. Yeah, so.
A big rat?
A pretty big rat.
Is the rat alive when you put him in there?
No, they're not.
Is that because a rat could inflict damage on her, right?
Absolutely.
And if I read something weird someplace that, you know, if the rat breaks the skin, it could lead to diseases?
Absolutely, it could lead to infection.
Okay. So, but out in the wild, it's every man for himself.
Or in his
girl, every woman for herself.
Yeah, it's definitely a chance they got to take. Yeah.
So how big is the rat? Because first of all, how big is your beautiful snake today?
Let's see. She's a little over 6 feet.
Okay.
They get about 6 to 8, with maybe some of the larger ones hitting 9.
The forest boas.
These guys are actually from Australia, so they're like jungle pythons.
Jungle pythons.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she likes to live in the rainforest of Australia, so you're not going to find her here.
No.
But she can eat a fairly large rat. I mean, these guys eat flying foxes in the wild.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what a flying fox is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are large. Huge.
6-foot-long wingspan.
And if they catch them, that's it. Do they share? No.
No. That's their Thanksgiving dinner for a month.
But they have to, they got to get the wings folded down. And but she wouldn't go after something that big, would she?
I mean, she would.
I mean, she's like 6 feet long.
Absolutely, she would.
How wide can she open her mouth?
Well, I don't have an exact number for you.
No, but I mean, is it like...
It's huge.
Four inches? I mean, if you think about it, a 4-inch opening there...
Yeah, she probably could do that.
Okay. Well, then I guess if... So anything that they can choke down or they can get started, and they start it from head...
Head first.
Head first.
And then
I've seen those movies. You seen those movies, Ben? Yeah, eat people, except their anaconda when it was like 80 foot, anaconda there.
So realistic.
So tell me something that people wouldn't know about jungle pythons.
Yeah, okay. So do you see on her lower lip here, she has these black vertical lines? Okay, so those, she has infrared scales that she's able to detect her heat coming.
Okay.
Because she's nocturnal, so she comes out at night. And those bats, they're not very loud as they're coming by.
Uh-huh.
So she sits waiting in the trees and flicking her tongue, so she's getting that smell. And then those heat-sensing scales on her lower lip can sense when prey's coming.
Yes.
So then, just like infrared, she can strike when it's
the perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
How far out can she strike?
Her whole body length, so...
Let's
see about that 6 feet. Yeah, so she coils up all the way back towards her tail, and then she can strike that whole distance and some.
Wow.
She's got quite.
Because most snakes can go up to a certain length, right?
Yeah.
And then if you've got like a 3-foot rattlesnake, you can't go for the whole 3 feet.
Yeah, it's about their body length. If they coil up, maybe just
So they can go that far.
I mean, it depends how much they coil up. If they coil up all the way, they can get almost that full.
Well, that's good to know next time we're out in the woods.
Yeah.
So, okay. Wow. All right.
It's pretty impressive, I think. Especially when you're hanging from the trees.
That's the other thing. Now, if they're in a tree and they catch something that's a little bit larger, do they just do it right there in the tree, or do they have to go to the ground, or what?
I mean, they're gonna try it in the tree, for sure.
Try it in the tree. Okay.
For sure. I mean, if you look at her coloring, she looks perfect for the trees.
Oh, yeah.
And so she hangs by the lower one-fourth of her body, so she looks like a vine.
If you're wondering what she looks like, I'm going to put this on Facebook, but she's a beautiful snake, and it's yellow and black. It's not really a yellow. It's kind of a yellowish tinge.
Yeah.
And with the diamonds, the diamond pattern on her, it's a very efficient machine, a snake is. I mean, when you think about it,
uh-huh.
It's a very efficient machine, because it looks like it's been made for one thing, and that's to feed. Why do you think people... Well, I'm going to ask you this question when we get back. Why do you think people are just innately afraid of snakes? I mean, from what I heard, there were studies done that little kids could look at them, and there's fear. So we'll talk about that when we get back. And we will be right back with Jaden Claus from Turtle Bay.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
You never know what treasure you'll discover at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Browse antique dresses, mirrors, desks, lamps, wall art, and elegant Asian furniture that blends natural materials with beautiful craftsmanship and timeless style. Collectors will love the selection of dolls, angels, cupids, glass figurines, fine jewelry, artwork, and vintage photographs. There's even a children's section with books, toys, and clothes. And if wedding bells are ringing, Memory Lane has decorations, lace, ribbons, tablecloths, glassware, plates, silverware, and so much more. Visit Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles, at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They're open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Create new memories with Memory Lane.
Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 7:18 in the morning here on the 11th of August. It's only going to be 99 today, so, and it's going to be cooler the rest of the week. So, hoorah. My guest is Jaden Claus from Turtle Bay, and she brought a jungle python named
Daintree.
Named what?
Daintree.
Daintree?
Yeah.
Daintree. So like it, rain tree except with a D.
Exactly.
Why?
Because that is a rainforest, a natural preserve you're going to find them in Australia. The only spot in Queensland you're going to find them.
Now, a lot of people don't realize is that Australia does have jungle.
Yeah.
And plus crocodiles and all that kind of stuff. Plus they have they've got a number of poisonous snakes, right, in Australia.
Yeah.
And then they have these very beautiful jungle pythons. Now, the this is snake, you know, I've read studies where people, like kids, will mm-hmm. see snake for the first time and show a lot of caution. And is there something in our DNA that tells us that, you know, snakes can be bad?
You know, I actually saw a study on orangutans that their babies were showing that first signs of fear very early on. And it was like an innate behavior.
When they saw the snake?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I wonder if they were guessing that it's because of all the venomous snakes that they're around.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there has to be, in my opinion, you know, I don't obviously know for sure, but there's got to be something.
Maybe there is. You know, we've gotten to where we are, and whether we like to say it or not, we're still pretty primitive at times, that, you know, we do react from our DNA and our makeup. So I'm just wondering if somewhere in there, over the countless millenniums.
I mean, yeah.
That we pass, you know, it's weird. Because, like, snakes... Well, like she could turn around and bite you right now.
She could.
She could. But
thing with the mouth could, right?
and that's what Sharon's always said.
Yep.
You know, do they bite? Well, it's got a mouth, so it can bite. All right. So, okay, what's going on out at the Turtle Bay?
Yeah. So we just wrapped up our full-time shows, but the Walk on the Wild Side animal shows. But don't worry, there's still time to catch more. So we're doing them every Saturday, Sunday until, I want to say Labor Day, September 6th. We're
mm-hmm.
doing them every Saturday, Sunday. So you can come out, see
what
all
time?
Of our animals, 11 and noon.
Okay, two shows, 11 and noon.
Yep.
Okay.
Two shows. I always say every show's different because the animals have their own minds.
Well, here's the greatest thing is, you all don't force them any time to do it. And all what you'll see out there, I don't want to say performance, but I can say performance, is a natural act of the animal. So you're not forcing them to, like, you know, leap through flaming circles.
Nope. If they don't want to, they tell us, and they are not in the show.
Oh, no, we've been out there before.
Yeah, you see.
When, you know, bird's not going to fly. Nope, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to do that. Don't feel like it, so I'm not.
Exactly.
So it's going to happen on Saturdays and Sundays now.
Yep.
11 and noon.
11 and noon.
So you come at 11, watch the show, and then the second show starts at noon, and that's it for the day.
Yes.
Okay. Now, exhibits changing.
Yes.
You
so
mentioned that.
This is your last week to get out to see Popnology. So that ends on the 16th. Come see. There's a DeLorean there. Lots of technology from, like, Star Wars that's there and stuff that even turned to our daily lives.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
That's really, really, really cool. We also have a couple events coming up. So we do have our Brews for the Bridge that's coming up at the end of the month. So that's on the 29th. It's a Saturday. That's always good. That's always a lot of fun.
Brews on the is it under the bridge? A bit brews by the bridge. Yeah, that is a good time out there.
It is.
Yep.
And then,
now, do you adults only?
Yes.
And buy tickets beforehand, or can you buy them there?
Yes, you definitely can do pre-sale. So
okay,
you saw they're $30 pre-sale. So definitely want to snag them then.
All right, and that includes
some drinks as well as you get to walk around the garden.
Walk around, but there are some, I think a couple of drinks are included in that.
Yes.
And then is there food?
I want to say yes.
There's some food there. Okay.
There's definitely some there.
Yeah. Okay. And what else is there?
Well, the most exciting thing to me is that our animal department just set up our very own Instagram and Facebook. I know, you're laughing at me, but.
No, I'm not
it's
laughing.
It's a good thing.
And I'm telling you why. Ben, we have Instagram, don't we?
I don't know.
We do. We have Instagram here, but I've never used it. And they say, "Oh no, we've got Instagram, we got Facebook, and there's something else we have too." But I've never used Instagram.
That's about how we are too. This has been quite the learning curve for us trying to figure out how to post these animals.
Okay. Well, every time I see you all on Facebook, I like and share.
Awesome.
Okay, so that's a big thing is Instagram. Do you have any, you're continually finding where people are offering animals to you, I imagine. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
I'd say it happens fairly often.
Yeah. And, I mean, are you looking for a specific type animal out there? Or, I mean, if somebody said, "Hey, we have a cougar. We have a cougar cub, or what would it be, cub?
Yeah,
cougar cub. Would you be interested in it? That kind of thing. Is that something beyond what you all want to do? I mean, that's a large animal and needs a large enclosure.
Absolutely. First, that's above my pay grade.
Yeah.
And then,
oh yeah, I'd like to have an elephant. I'd like to have a zebra.
I'll make you a wish list right here. But, I don't know if that's something we'd be interested in. I mean, cougars are a big commitment to have such a dangerous animal.
Yep.
On site. I mean, I've worked with them before. They're beautiful. They're majestic, but, that would be very difficult to in.
In y'all's environment and everything that you have, because you're set up for, you know, I mean, you've got like 60 pounds and under.
Yep.
Really?
I want to say the beaver at 50 is our largest.
That beaver.
The beaver.
You know, the beaver, looking at timber.
Yeah.
The beaver. Has anybody talked about, like, putting him on a, like, a regular exercise routine?
He does not need it.
Yeah, or, you know, I mean, you know, maybe put him on a little treadmill, a little water treadmill, so he swims a little bit.
He swims a lot. He's actually a perfect round little guy.
He crawls up into people's laps.
That's exercise right there.
That's exercise. What do you give him when he crawls up in your lap? Like a piece of wood?
Basically. So we have these biscuits that are compacted leaves. All smashed into a biscuit. He gets carrots and sweet potatoes and dandelion greens. Anything like that.
So what's his main meal?
His main meal is those biscuits.
Those biscuits, okay.
A lot of fruit and veggies.
Uh-huh.
And then greens. And we mix up the greens.
Okay. Which of your animals has the hardest diet?
Hardest diet for me to make?
Yeah. Would you say? Or is there one?
I don't really think there is one. Honestly, it might be the quail, just because you have to chop it up so finely.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I struggle with, is getting the fruit and vegetables cut so finely that it's small
enough. They can eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, out in the wild, I'm pretty sure they just peck at things.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe I'm taking it a little far, but I want to make sure he can eat it.
So, you really enjoy this, don't you?
Oh, I do.
You do. And you know what? We're very fortunate to have you, Jaden, doing this out at Turtle Bay, because you do love it. And, you know, snakes form attractions?
They can definitely definitely have bonds. I mean,
really?
They can know who I am individually. We have our gopher snake at Turtle Bay who is definitely more sensitive to newer people picking her up, and she'll recognize you just based on your smell.
Yeah.
So definitely possible for them to recognize.
My snake knows me.
Yeah.
My snake knows me.
Yeah,
Well, how long have you had? You've had your snake a long time, right?
Almost since I've been here, so about 12 years, 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, so your snake knows you.
And I also got him too when he was about a foot long. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I've been with him since.
And
his birth, basically.
Do you feed him on a regular schedule? Do you feed on regular schedules?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but he goes through a period when it gets cold where he won't eat for a couple months.
Yep.
Wow.
But then he'll come out and, you know, he's like looking for food. You can tell he's looking. So I go get him a rat.
Yep. Get him a rat. Yep. Hey, rat. Do you dispatch, do you kill your rats before you feed them?
I live feed.
Okay.
But I do hold my rat by the tail, and usually my snake will come out and he gets them right in front of me.
That's cold, but
just
fun.
They just wrap around them.
I had a friend that had snakes, and he would buy mice and throw a few in there, and they would live feed that
way. See, I won't throw them in the cage because of the fact that I've had a rat sitting there before for a while where he just won't eat them.
Oh.
And they, I don't know.
It's probably the rat's not crazy about it
either.
I've
been lucky. I've never had any rat attack my snake yet, but I know it can happen, though, so that's why I'm using.
Okay, so the big thing we want to talk about, too, is memberships at Turtle Bay. It's 120? I think it's like $120
for family.
For a family of really it's six. It's two adults and four kids. And if you only have two kids, you can go, I've only got two kids. Have your kids bring their friends, because Turtle Bay doesn't care. As long as they're under 18, everybody can come. Everything there is free except the, if you're buying the, food for the, lorikeets and the butterflies.
Butterflies are over.
And butterflies are over. Just so ended. Everything else is included in that price. And it's the best price in town. And it's a wonderful museum and, animal park and the whole thing. So, Jaden, last thoughts?
Just come see us. Come see Daintree in person.
There you go.
Her iridescent scale. She's way more beautiful than a photo.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, if someone hasn't sold a home in a long time, well, what surprises them the most about the process today?
You know, Sean, that's actually a really good question. And I think what I would say is that it's just how agents are compensated for their services. In the past, you negotiated a fee and you didn't have a chance to renegotiate when the offer came in. Now, the way that it works is that an agent lists the property and you only cover the listing agent portion up front. And then later when you get an offer on your property, that's when you negotiate the buyer portion of the fee. And so in reality, our sellers are saving thousands of dollars with good negotiation.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Hi, friends. R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory. This stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flipping pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Redding politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bots. Streaming worldwide on KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, voted best in the North State 4 years in a row. You can get it all done there. Watch repair, jewelry repair, batteries changed, a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices, and just good people down there. Rebecca Henry and Linda's place to shop for jewelry. She and Trish Clark down there. Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated, and been in the business for over 30 years. They're open Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with my friend, fellow Marine, Jim Richards. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, for a Tuesday, I'm okay.
No, good.
It is for Tuesday. And Jim is one of the forces behind a annual event that we try to have here in Shasta County. And it's called North Valley Stand Down. And it's for homeless veterans and at-risk veterans.
Yes, sir.
Male, female, families, the whole thing. So, let that be your introduction. So, what are we talking about? What is the Stand Down? Why don't you do that?
Okay, Stand Down is an organization that's a nonprofit, and that they go out and raise money, and then they have these events for the homeless and needy vets. They get a hold of all the agencies in their community and have them be a part of it. And it's coming up here. I happen to be the president of it. And I got a very good team behind me. I've been doing this for off and on for 16 years since it started. And it works. It gets some of them up and get them motivated and back into society.
It's not they just don't give away things here. This is it's the hand up, not hand out type thing.
That's correct.
And the different organizations that are there include everything from getting haircuts to vet care for their animals to helping get their licenses back from the DMV.
Child support, Social Security, health, welfare, child protection.
Services from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Yes, they will be there.
Yeah, that they have earned while they were on active duty, which and may never even used or know about. So.
Correct. We have about 40 people that are going to be there, organizations, right now. And
wow.
We'd like to have some help. That's what I'm here for. We usually get grants, and we can make the grant work. But they put up some new rules in that we cannot spend money, that money that we get from them, from the government, for food or for rent. Rent means renting the fairgrounds or the storage sheds that we store the equipment in. The food is something that we have to work on right now.
How many meals do you serve?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, but how many? And I know it depends on how many people are there, but you're talking maybe a couple hundred meals a day. Or less?
More now.
Okay.
Probably 150.
150 meals a day. 50 for each, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right.
And so everybody starts showing up on Wednesday the 15th. And then, but they spend the night, and then they're there all day the 16th. And then what happens on the 17th?
It's October 15th and 16th.
Yeah.
And on the 17th, we tear down.
Okay.
After
right.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
They're allowed to leave, and some of them we ask to help us to tear down and get things loaded back up to take back to the storage sheds. What I'm really here for is I need some backing. I need some money to feed these guys. And I need some of the organizations. We've got one here, I believe it's the Rotary Club that has been doing it several years, coming in, preparing a dinner for 150 people.
Jim, how much How much are you trying to raise for the food? A dollar amount.
For the food, about $4,600.
Okay. $4,600 for the meals. And you've got a cook that comes out.
We did have a cook. I'm in the process of trying to get this lady to come and help. She's done it before, but she's very hard to get a hold of. And I'm just waiting for her call.
Now, do you all have like a field kitchen that you can cook? I mean, if somebody showed up just to cook, do you have everything there, or do they have to bring their own stuff?
No, we have everything there. It's a building. It's a regular at the Anderson Fairgrounds, and it has all kitchen, refrigerators, stoves,
okay,
all that.
All right, because I've seen it before that it was outside, it seemed like.
It was at the beginning,
yeah,
years ago when,
yeah,
we started. And we had the National Guard mess hall.
That's okay. Now, see, that's what I remembered. And from that, and then it was like that for several years. And then you had James from Enterprise.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Very good man.
Very good man. He was coming out there and cooking.
Every year.
Every year. So so now you've got a regular kitchen that you can cook and then serve.
Yes.
From. Okay, but you need about $4,600 for food.
$4,600 for food.
Okay.
And we actually need more than that, but we'll work on that. But that'll help get us closer to our goal there. This whole event cost close to $20,000 to put it on.
Okay.
But it's rewarding. The reward you get from it is not a penny. Nobody ever
gets paid out of this.
No. It's all volunteer. Their time, their gas, their money. And it brings people together in the community, and they see the healing, and they see the rewards of people getting up off their duffs and getting motivated back into society. And I just ask you to come down and be a part of it. Volunteer if you want to see it and feel it. It's a great thing that's going on. I bet that's why I stick with it. I've got a good staff. I mean, a really good staff of people. And they work together. They understand teamwork. Team effort gets the job done.
And you've also had many instances where this has been made a big change in people's lives because you've got them back. They got their driver's licenses back, made changes where they've gone on to make that change in their life and have actually come back at other times to help.
Yes.
If I understand this right.
Yes. It was two young Marines that came up. Their mother was sick and brothers, they took leave and came home and they ran out of gas in Red Bluff. Veterans organization down there gave them some gas money, and they came up and found out they were vets. When they stopped at the gas station, they came over to check us out and told us what was going on. We said a little prayer for them, and they went on to see their mama. And
they weren't on active duty though, right?
Yes, they were.
Oh, they were on active duty.
Yes.
Imagine that, two Marines driving up from Pendleton and not having enough money for gas.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I wonder if that has ever happened before.
I got a little finger here to stick out. And
yeah.
It gives me a ride every time. They came back. Their mother told them to come back, and they came back and spent a whole entire day and evening working there. And the smiles on their faces,
cool.
It just was really worth it. I had a guy that, a gentleman came and he got out to join the sheriff's department. And I guess the sheriff's department had a freeze. And so he got all upset from getting out of the military. He didn't apply early for the sheriff's department. So he went and got a drunk driving ticket, and we had gotten that thing expunged.
Okay.
And he went back into the military. And he was a lieutenant then. Right now he is a major in the United States Army.
Sometimes it only takes that. Jim, how do people get a hold of you?
At my phone number, 530-356-0342.
Now, do you have a Facebook page?
We don't. We don't.
Y'all need to get a Facebook page up so I can push things over to that. Now, I'm going to put this out. So my friends, donations, and I'll put Jim's number on there. So donations of money, for food, all this money goes is to provide food for these veterans, either homeless veterans. And there's a lot of times they're not homeless. They're just right on the edge. And, lately I've seen families showing up there.
Yes.
And it really can be a big assist to those veterans. Right. And I'm not saying we owe it to these veterans. We don't owe veterans this kind of money or anything like that. But we do want to support those that are going through some trying times.
Veterans understand veterans,
yeah.
And all veterans. And they have a thing called, especially in the Marine Corps, is teamwork, team effort gets the job done. And they know that's all it takes is to join in with them and help them, whatever you can do. We got a community, a great community here. And I am so blessed to be here in this area up here in Redding. I've seen it where veterans come out, or you're just standing on the street and a veteran will come by and salute you. You know, it's just nice.
We have a strong veteran community up here.
Yes,
we
do.
And so I'm reaching out to my fellow veterans and see how we can help here. Volunteering, if you say, well, I don't have the money. But you got a few hours to volunteer to help set up or be out there.
Exactly.
Jim is more than happy to take your assistance.
Yes. And this reach out is for everybody. I'm reaching out to everybody in the community to help get us back and helping these veterans. Okay. I mean, we know this works.
It does work.
Yes. Yeah. We're not taking and asking for a bunch of money. And not having things happening. This works. These are motivated people.
And if you don't donate, you're not going to, but you need to go down there and see all the things that are happening.
Exactly.
See how it's set up and see how it does help people. And that will help you, I'm sure, make other decisions. But, okay, final words here.
If you want to donate, if it's possible, if they could bring it here and drop it off here, a donation, would that be all right?
There's times the office is closed. That's my
yeah.
whole thing.
Okay.
However, we do have a mail drop, and if you want to do that, don't send cash. Send,
right.
You know, just do a check, and just write on it, stand down.
Yes.
And that's who you make it out to also, right?
I'm sorry to lay that on you.
No, I mean, I don't do this, but if it comes in and we're here, we'll take it and we'll put it in an envelope, and I see Jim on a regular basis. And if we're not here, you can put it, if it's it's got to be a check. Don't
yes.
don't give me cash.
Right.
Or pennies or any of those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Just if you want to write a check to this and you write it out to Stand Down, right?
Right.
Okay.
North Valley Stand Down.
North Valley Stand Down or just Stand Down, they can still cash it.
Yes.
Okie doke. Well, thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Hey, thank you, sir.
We'll see you at noon.
See you later.
Yeah, we're having our Shasta Marines birthday ball meeting today at noon. Yes, another Marine Corps ball, November 10th. And we'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Everybody calls us a liar.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Good morning, the 11th of August, 69 degrees out there, going up to 99 today. It's going to be, you know, folks, after all this, you know, triple-digit weather, it's going to be in the 90s and low 90s for the next week. So that's great. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries, you need to talk to an expert, and that's Patrick Gorman. Work injuries can be life-changing. It may be that you can't even do that job anymore and have to go through retraining and all that. Well, you need that to happen for you and your family. So you may need help, and if you do, call Patrick Gorman at 530-262-2168. He is an expert in workers' compensation. He's built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento over the last 5 or 6 years. You need somebody that knows what they're talking about, that can go head-to-head, face-to-face, mano-a-mano with the insurance companies, and that's Patrick Gorman. He's a scrapper. When you call him at 530-262-2168, you're going to talk to him. It's a free consultation, and he'll hear what where you are in your plight, and he'll tell you, he'll give you his best, honest opinion of what your next step should be. That's Patrick Gorman. You can look him up at GormanCompLaw.com. Okay. Iron Man is rolling in quickly. Sunday the 16th, 6 days from now, there are going to be some changes in Shasta County. Now, Record Searchlight online today, and I just shared it to Facebook. Detours, road closures. Wait a minute, where am I? Detours, roads closed, and traffic warnings during Reading Ironman. Every road, every street, everything is included in this article in the Record Searchlight. Who did this? Jessica Skropanic. And let me tell you, this wasn't something you just wrote out. She's got maps. She's got it all in here. Now, she may have taken it off the website. Who cares? But I put it on Facebook. Just go to, you know, my page, Carlbot, on Facebook. It's got it all. And trust me, I'm reading through it, and I kept reading through it, and I kept reading through it. Oh, my gosh. Sunday may be a good day to sleep in. Have a leisurely breakfast at home. Clean up the garage. Let's see what else. You know, anything. Because it's only going to be like 90. You know, walk around the block with the dog, depending on which block you live on. But, yeah, until around noon or 1. And then everything's going to be cleared off. Now, they got professional traffic managers out there, plus the Reading Police Department. And I don't know. I don't know if any of the sheriff's deputies are going to be involved in this or anything. This is going to be a full court press. So just be aware. So look at my page on Facebook to see. Here's just an example. North Reading detours. Lake Boulevard's northbound to Keswick Dam Road and Oasis Road. Scheduled detour from 6:45 to 9:30. Now, there's going to be detours all around it, and you know, with the signs. So you can get where you want to go. It's just you're going to be detouring, so, you know, be aware of that. Calexico. Do you know where Calexico Drive is? Yeah, it's somewhere out there. To Oasis Road. Scheduled detour from 6:45 to 9:30. Let me see. East Reading, Deschutes Road northbound to Highway 99, scheduled detour from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Now, you got to remember, they're going to start at 6. They're going to be out of the water probably no later than 7, 7:30. But the early ones coming out, they do the transition right there to the bike, and off they go towards Shingletown. They don't come back into, not Shingletown, but Weaverville. They head that way, and then they go off on another road. So, Deschutes Road, southbound at Boyle and Sweet Creek. That's from 7:30 to 11:30. Deschutes Road, southbound from 299. Scheduled detour from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. This thing will be finished by 12:45, 1 o'clock, when the last ones come in. I would say, of course, the vast majority will come in before that. And then the roads, as the last person goes by, they'll open the roads right then. Because they've got teams that do that. So take a deep breath, Reading.
Just take a few more extra minutes before you leave.
Yeah, it may take you, give yourself at least 15 extra minutes, you know. But take a deep breath, Reading. This is a world event. They've got contestants from 48 states and 11 countries coming here to Reading, and this is just the first of three. Next year, I can probably guarantee you it's going to be in May, not during rodeo week, or sometime when it's a little bit cooler, all right? But we didn't pick the time or date here in Reading. They did. So it's going to also bring, and I don't want to sound mercenary on this, but this is going to bring a lot of money. And they're coming in this week. Some of them have been here, some of them here already, but a lot of them are going to come in this week. And then a whole lot of them are coming in Friday. If you've got a restaurant, you may want to open up early for breakfast. You may want to stay late for dinner for these. And anyway, it's here. It's going to happen. So let's, put our best foot forward. Let's go out and help. Let's cheer them. Just, if nothing else, there's enough spots around here you can find as they go by. Be cheering them as they go by. I appreciated it when I was competing in Ironman. So I will admit, toward the end, I wasn't really listening a lot. I was just kind of saying, where in the hell is that finish line? All right, we're going to take a break for the news, and we will be right back.
Early one morning, with time to kill.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. It was a grand deception, one specially designed to protect President Trump. In light of Iranian assassination threats, decoy aircraft were deployed to carry the president home safely from last month's NATO summit in Turkey. Instead of 18, the Trump administration now recommends youngsters be vaccinated against 11 childhood ailments. It's part of an executive order. It's been signed by President Trump. Authorities in Yemen say Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have fired missiles at a vessel in a strategically important waterway. 4 people were killed. 179 and counting, the death toll from the latest earthquake to strike South America.
Search teams dug through the rubble in Cali, Colombia, after a 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck, collapsing hundreds of buildings. By Monday afternoon, people had begun reporting their loved ones missing on digital databases. One listed more than 2,000, the number steadily climbing. Barbara Mello with World Vision.
A lot of people are in need right now.
She tells Sky children are of particular concern.
We have adults who know how to react. Imagine the children.
The desperate scenes recall the search is still ongoing in neighboring Venezuela after it was devastated by powerful back-to-back earthquakes in June that killed more than 6,300 people. I'm Ben Thomas.
Sales of existing homes took a dive last month, tumbling 1.7%. Record prices and highest mortgage rates in a year depressing the housing market. Voters in 7 states casting ballots in today's primaries. One of the highest profile contests is in Wisconsin. That's where Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong seeks the Democratic nomination for governor. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 30 points, NASDAQ 8 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm not one to say I told you so, but I switched to Pure Talk over a year ago, and ever since, I've been telling people there's no better wireless company out there. Well, a few months ago, a massive survey was conducted. 123,000 people were asked to rate their wireless carrier in 4 categories: coverage, support, data, and overall value. Well, the results are in. Guess which wireless company was the only wireless company to get 5 stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. 5 stars, every category. To celebrate, Pure Talk is offering the first 3 months of any plan for just $15 a month, including their top-tier unlimited plan. No contract, no commitment, just a very inexpensive way to test drive the only American wireless company with 5 stars in every category. Just dial #250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will take it from there. Again, #250, micro. And yes, I told you so.
A mining disaster in South Africa has claimed 14 lives.
Police in South Africa say the miners were found dead at a disused mine near the city of Rustenburg, around 80 miles northwest of Johannesburg. No more details on their circumstances have been made available. South Africa has tens of thousands of artisan miners working illegally in gold and platinum mines that are no longer being used by mining companies. The informal miners often operate without proper safety equipment. Rustenburg is a hub for platinum mining in South Africa, which has the largest platinum reserves in the world. I'm Charles Tillesma.
Russia has attacked Ukrainian cities with missiles, drones, and bombs, killing at least 9 civilians. Ukrainian President Zelensky says that Moscow is getting military help from North Korea. He says Russian forces used North Korean ballistic missiles in an attack on Zaporizhia, killing 6 civilians there. News and analysis at townhall.com. Sad news out of Big Bear Lake, California.
Jackie, the bald eagle, who with her partner Shadow became an internet sensation, has died.
For more than a decade, nature lovers watched Jackie tend to her nest in California's San Bernardino Mountains through a camera installed by the nonprofit Friends of the Big Bear Valley back in 2015. The bird was rescued after reports she'd been injured in a fight with other eagles and had been receiving treatment for anemia and other ailments at the Ojai Raptor Center. But her condition worsened, and the center announced the eagle's death on Monday. I'm Jennifer King.
A yacht owned by Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg did not respond immediately to a call for help from a skiff and ran out of fuel off the coast of Alaska. A Meta spokesman explains the crew did not immediately hear the radio call for help, and by the time the crew did hear that call, another vessel that was nearby had moved in to render assistance. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming worldwide at kcnrradio.com. Takes you to our webpage with all the neat things on there. 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. And Linda is here with the weather.
Well, good morning on this 11th of August on a Tuesday here. Temperatures are going to be hot and sunny today with a high near 99. Our overnight lows are a beautiful 66 degrees. Tomorrow calls for sunny and hot with 98. We'll take these under triple-digit weather days for sure. Wednesday night calls for mostly clear skies. It's around 65. Wednesday night, we could have gusts up to about 18 miles per hour, as well as Thursday with 91 gusts up to maybe 18 miles per hour. Friday calls for sunny with a high near 90, overnight lows of 61. As we look at Saturday's temperatures, 92, and Sunday around 91. So we've got beautiful. In fact, as we started the weather last week, we thought we were going to be 97 on Sunday. So we'll take 92, 91. That's fabulous. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. And I wanted to let you know that tomorrow when we have all of those astrological planets, eclipse, all of the things that are going on.
You won't see the eclipse here.
8 o'clock in the morning, but it does affect it. 8 o'clock in the, or 7 o'clock in the morning. I have asked Sandra Jennings, our astrologer, to come on the morning show
like
at 7 a.m.
You can see seven planets. There's going to be meteor showers. All these things are happening tomorrow, but the eclipse is not going to be able to be seen in our area someplace.
But it's still, affecting the planet. So it should be very interesting because this is what she studied.
It's a very rare occurrence.
And she said it hasn't happened, and I think I may be wrong, but I think she said 6,000 years.
There you go.
It may have been two, but somehow I think it was more than that. So she's going to tell us in the morning, so tune in the morning where you can hear about, like, what does all this stuff really mean? And it's, and, you know, like, what it, you know, it's.
I know what it means. See, they're lining up right now, and it changes people a little bit.
And activities and world events, as we know, everywhere we look. Okay. So anyway, that's happening tomorrow, and I encourage you to join us at 8 o'clock in the morning. And Sue McClain will be sitting in with me as well. And we have special guests on tomorrow as well.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You have an announcement.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Are we all sunshiny? Are we looking forward to the eclipse?
Well, there's going to be an eclipse, but we can't see it from here. But the seven planets lining up, meteor showers, all types of things are, you know, we're just, yeah. We're getting ready.
As long as it's not too early in the morning,
well,
you know.
The fact that you're calling at 8 is a miracle. So you've got an announcement.
I do have an announcement. We have a fundraiser to restore constitutional rights and restore the Second Amendment in California, all these ridiculous laws we have, and Carl, I'm sure, has gone off on them 100 times, knowing them quite well. Anyway, we are having a fundraiser to help, because rights don't require permission. Rights are God-given. We have an event at the Anderson VFW Hall. The VFW Hall is located 3210 West Center Street, Anderson. It will be August the 21st on Friday night. August the 21st, Friday night. 4 p.m., there's a no-host bar. 6 p.m., there's a barbecue with steak. The speaker's going to be Mark Baird and also Robin Latal, who's running for the Republicans for the Congressional District of District 2, will be sitting with Mark. The tickets are only $40 each. It's $250 for a table of eight, and I know some really cool people who bought a table.
There's many really cool, really nice people.
Anyway, the event is going to be amazing. We have great prizes. We have an air conditioner. We have trips. We have guns. You name it. And the tables are only $250 for eight people. That's $31 for a steak dinner, plus great things to bid on. Remember, August the 21st, doors open at 4 p.m., VFW Hall in Anderson, 6 p.m. is the barbecue, no host bar at 4, and we will have a great time for a great cause, because if he wins this, then we will have constitutional carry in the state of California.
There you go. It's going to be on the 21st at the Anderson VFW Hall. And how do people get tickets?
People get tickets by going to Jones Fort, and Jones Fort on Cypress Avenue. And if they need information, they can call me at 530-246-9706 or Linda Kent at 530-221-0101.
Okay. And it's all over Facebook, too. So
it is. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm looking forward to these really nice people that I know that I'm going to have fun with, because, you know, we have a lot of good patriots out there, and the line has to be drawn. We can't have them taking away constitutionally protected rights. Isn't that right, my friend?
That's right. We've, you know what, you start seeing things from, like the Democrat Socialist of America who are gaining strength. It looks like they've got a lot of people in the primaries that have won their primaries and going for the general election. And part of their platform is one, you know, shutting down prisons, defunding the police, doing away with the Senate, Electoral College, so you don't have anything to say as the people of our nation don't have anything to say. It's appointed from someplace, from the House of Representatives, I think, is the last thing I heard. But they're running strong in certain areas of our country, and which is funny, because a lot of them are second generations. Their families came to America, became success under our system, and then now they're trying to tear it down. And I frankly, I can read about it, and I just don't understand where it says. I just read where a poll says a third of the Democrats say they're socialist. It's like, really? But right now the big battle is inside the Democratic Party. You know, James Carville, who is, everybody knows, is not liking Republicans, has said he cannot support the party that wants to, that is anti-Semitic and wants to do away with our Constitution. So there's a big battle going on in the Democratic Party right now. We'll see what's going to happen in November.
Right. What happened to us in California is that we had 5 seats that got changed, and those are all now either independent or Democrat. And remember, California has more people in the House of Representatives with 53, twice as many as anybody else.
But they lost one for the first time on the last time they did the census. I think they're going to be losing. I think California's going to be losing 2, 3, 4 of the representatives.
Yeah, well, maybe.
It depends on how you count them.
Well, yeah. Well, when you got Congress, the only challenge with Congress is the fact that we have 53 representatives, and now I think 47 of them are Democrats, because our entire state was changed and flipped.
Oh, yeah.
And California and New York control the House of Representatives. New York gained 3 seats. So, you know, it's kind of a wash. They kind of work together, and gee whiz, guess where all the money is? Yes, where all the money
that's
is.
That's the other thing. Doing away with Electoral College. That way,
you've
got five cities in the United States that can control the election.
Well, you know, Carl, you protected our country. You fought for us. You put it all out there. And, you know, when we look at this, we have to understand that protecting the Second Amendment protects all the rest. That's the real deal.
Okay, Terry, thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay, now, we were going to play a Best of August, and our guests are and we were going to play from last Wednesday. I tell you what, let's take a quick break, and I will explain everything as soon as we get back from this break.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Join us Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW for the Vote Arthur Gorman fundraiser. Enjoy dinner, prize drawings, a live auction, and fellowship supporting strong schools, academic excellence, and parental rights. Every dollar helps Arthur fight for education, not indoctrination. Friday, August 28th, 5 p.m., Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Paid for by Vote Arthur Gorman for Shasta County Board of Education 2026.
Get your tickets today at VoteArthurGorman.com. That's VoteAuthurGorman.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Imagine walking into your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. With Carl Lindebot here. Our guest is not going to be here today. So what I'm going to do is play last Wednesday's show with the police, Reading Police Department, and they're talking about everything that's being done for the Ironman. A lot of information in this, plus some other things that are going on with Reading Police Department. So, Ben, let's start it off. August, and our guests are Reading Police Department Lieutenant Rob Granero, head of the Special Services Unit, which is everything except patrol. And he brought with him R.J. Johnson from traffic, but acting sergeant. in traffic, and he rides a motorcycle out there. He won't let me ride it around the block. I've asked him. Hey, RJ, tell us a little bit about
can't
you.
Can't get a ride along
on
that one.
You have not been on the show before. So
I have not, no.
Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, appreciate it. Born and raised down in Roseville, and then moved up to, call Red Bluff home, but moved up to the Reading area. Right out of high school about 10 years ago, or I guess 12 years ago now, aging myself. Yeah.
Don't even go into aging yourself, son. Don't even bring that one up.
But, yeah, I became a police officer, when I was 20 years old in the academy.
So you, when did you know you wanted to be a police officer?
It was a rare scenario. My wife's grandmother worked at the HR department in Red Bluff, and she said, hey, they're hiring CSOs. You should apply, and I had no idea what that even was or never wanted to be a police officer, and so I looked what a community service officer was and thought, man, that's a good job, benefits, time off, and all that stuff. So I applied and started my career as a community service officer, but the moment I did my first ride-along, I knew that being a, cop was what I wanted to do. It's something new every day. You wake up, put the vest on, and it's you have no idea what your day is going to be like. So, yeah, from then, and like I said, started at Red Bluff PD, worked there for 4 years, and then transferred up here to Reading. Been here for 5 years, so enjoy every day of it.
So what made you want to be a motor officer?
I grew up racing outlaw carts at Red Bluff and in Chico, so I had a need for speed since I was young. Did that since I was five, so this was just a natural thing. So once I learned that Reading had motorcycles, you know, Red Bluff didn't at the time, and I was like, this is my calling.
Well, how do you share with our listeners the secret of how you stay cool on a motorcycle in this weather?
Yeah, so I actually got a water bottle holder and drink lots of water. But yeah, liquid IV element. But yeah, just take breaks. We have these load-bearing vests. We can go back to the office, throw them off for 15, 20 minutes. But, yeah, lots of shade. You'll see us sitting under trees or under overpasses.
You probably know what time of day and what throws the most shade
in your
domain.
They have these new vests, and I know you know about them. They're cooling vests that you see motorcyclists wear that are making these long trips. Are those things you can't have?
It's just hard getting on and off the bike every time.
Okay.
They're hooked into the bag. So if you're going for a long trip, those are life-changing. But when you're getting on and off the bike, it's just not practical. So.
All right. Now, one of the reasons that RJ is with us and Rob is the fact that we've got the Iron Man coming. And are you in charge of the traffic then for this extravaganza?
Yes. So fortunately enough, Iron Man has partnered with Highway Specialty. So Highway Specialty is the brunt of the traffic closures.
Okay.
The police side from traffic unit is more just there for security, help them out, making sure people are obeying the road closures, the road blockages, and stuff like that. But Highway Specialty has I think their crew is like 130 people that are going to be at this event from all the closures. So.
Now, this is a private company.
Yes.
That people hire for these big events like this.
Yeah.
So, but they've got to also be, they've got to coordinate, obviously, with you all.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have a list of every, is that what I see in front of you?
Yeah, I brought it here. It's also online on Ironman's website. It's really cool. They call it a impact letter, and so it's two pages. But this talks about the closures, the detours, and impacts.
I hope you can leave that with me. And I've seen the other one, so because we're going to talk about it, and we've been talking about it. But briefly, can you explain what's going to happen that day?
Yeah, so it's going to start very early in the morning up at Whiskeytown. They're going to...
6 o'clock?
Yeah.
I think they launched their first swimmers at 6.
Yeah, so they'll bus people from Rabba. Rabba is going to bus all the athletes up to Whiskeytown. Start up there bright and early in the morning. And then, once they get off the water, the pros will start first, and they'll be coming in, you know, really quick off the water. And then they'll hop on the bikes.
So all the bikes are going to be staged at Oak Creek Bottom.
Yep.
Now, the road from Reading to... French Gulch.
Yeah.
Closed.
There are delays. They're not completely closed, but they're, so they're going to be doing some, stoppages while the bikes are coming and then open it back up and then stoppages. So it's going to be intermittently closed. They're up on 299. So
be aware of that, my friends, at 6, from probably 6 to 8.
I'd probably say, that's probably good.
6 to 8, 299 is going to have a lot of stoppages, and you got to be careful because it's going to be 1,600 people.
Yeah.
On bikes.
It's crazy. People from all over. There's a lot of pros that are coming.
They got 11 foreign countries are here.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. A lot of folks.
Okay.
Yeah, so then the bike route, it's probably the most difficult because it's just spread out from so many, you know, it's a 50-something mile bike route, and it's just throughout all the outskirts of town and then down into Redding.
Okay, so they're coming in off 299. Mm-hmm. Where's their first big turn?
I believe it's, I think it's Rock Creek.
Yeah. So okay.
They get off of Rock
to
Creek.
To Otter Mountain, yeah. To Keswick, yeah. Oasis.
Okay, so when they're coming off 299, where is it? Rock Mountain they turn?
Rock Creek's right past Old Shasta. It's one of the, I think it's the first street right past, you know, the historic buildings, Old Shasta.
Okay.
It's that road that goes north right there, and it eventually connects to Iron Mountain Road.
Got it. So they're going up Kevin. The road, and they're heading north.
Yes.
And, okay,
yes.
I got it. For some reason, I thought they were coming back into town. I couldn't figure out how they were going to make that work. So they're going north and then going that way.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and they really get into the city when they cross over on Oasis, you know, from basically come out on Keswick Dam. They jog right there on Calexico onto Oasis. And then it goes a little bit outskirts of town off of Bear Mountain, Old Oregon Trail, gets it back out in the city, and then come back down Dry Creek. And then the really impactful part for the city is the, Hartnell Avenue. So that's
because they're going to end up at the Civic.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. We're using the Redding Rodeo Association has, we're giving our, or we're loaning out our, clubhouse for their command and control there.
Oh, that's
okay.
Correct, yeah.
So they're going to be rolling in. They make their transition at the Civic. So they're all going to be rolling in there. They go from their bikes to running. Then where do they go?
Yeah, so then it's all contained on the river trail. So they have to do, I believe it's two loops on the river trail.
Okay, so they're going to be off the streets.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay. So once the bike portion's done, like I said, all the road closures, all the road impacts, those should all be lifted. The Civic will basically just be the hub of where everyone's at, and then the river trail.
Did they tell you about what time?
They expect, hopefully, the last biker to be into the Civic by 12:30. They expect the first biker to be there around the pros around 9:30.
Yeah.
And then the last, you know, they go in stages, but the last biker, the cutoff is like basically 12:30. So as they clear each place, right, so as they're up on Bear Mountain, as they come down Hartnell, but like as the last biker gets through Highway Specialty, starts their pickup, cleanup, and then the road.
Yeah. And they have sweepers on this that are behind the last ones.
Yeah.
So everybody knows about it.
Yep.
So 12:30.
Yeah.
Now they're into the run and they're off the roads.
Yep.
They're just using our river trail.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Do they run up to the are they going to run up to the dam?
It's like it's two loops. They go out and then back around Turtle Bay.
Okay.
And they do that twice to be 13.1 miles.
13.1. And they're going to end up again at the Civic.
Correct.
Yep. Okay.
That's the finish line. They'll have a big, you know, barricades and finish line and all that.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't know why, I thought when they came out of Whiskey Town, they were heading back into the city. And I was reading the things across. Well, how are they going to get there?
Originally, they were going to ride down to Cottonwood, to Happy Valley, and back through town. But RJ and I looked at it and some other folks. It was going to cause a lot of closures going through town. Then it was going to cross the railroad tracks, which we can't stop commerce.
Yeah.
So then they redesigned it to this design, which is much better, less impact on the city.
It's still the same distance. They're going up downhills. Now, people that say, well, why would Redding have it here? Well, Redding isn't the one that chose the date. It was the Ironman people who chose the date. They know that the average temperature is over 100 here. It's like 104 that day.
But hopefully this weekend, according to the forecast, it's...
That's true.
Hey, that's why they call it the Ironman.
But that's it. No, but that's the reason. These people train for this. They've competed in hotter areas. So it wasn't Redding that chose it. It was the Ironman people. Next year, I think we're talking about maybe moving it to May, which might, you know, make it easier. But we've got a 3-year contract with them.
Correct. Yeah.
And which is great because not only are we, I know it's a pain for 4 hours, 5 hours. Well, not a pain, but it interferes.
Yeah, it's an impact.
Yeah. Thank you. But it also brings in millions of dollars to our community.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see the economic boost.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think they did a good job having it on a Sunday morning.
I think so.
You know, not a lot of commuting going on. As long as we let people know what's happening, I think people will just stay clear of those areas.
And we're going to be talking about it all next week. And this week and next week, just trying to, hey, if you're going to be here, why don't you wait? You know, wait till 10. If you're going up, you know, if you're going up 299, mm-hmm. you know, wait till they've cleared the area there and they'll be well gone by 10. I know. Senator Johannes
came in and
gave Buford his cookie, and Buford's rolling around with it right now. So, we're here with Reading Police Department, Lieutenant Rob Guarnero, and Motor Officer, Traffic Officer, Acting Sergeant R.J. Johnson, and we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the new location of Submarama. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I found them in 2007, and I've never gone to another barbershop. Great haircuts, great people. I can make an appointment there two different ways. I can call them at 530-244-9478 or go to Booksy, go to Renning, and then Cypress Square Barbershop. They're great guys down there. And like I said, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and a great barbershop at that. It's man's last stronghold, and every haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop is American-made. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years, providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Reading Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Bruce by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more, with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Bruce by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Guys, if you like hunting, fishing, sports, military history, vintage gear, or finding one-of-a-kind treasures, visit Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. You'll find great furniture and home decor, but that's just the beginning. Check out fishing gear, hunting apparel and supplies, military and war memorabilia, sports collectibles, jerseys, photographs, and trading cards. Whether you're a lifelong collector or just looking for something unique for your man cave, you'll find treasures around every corner. And while you're there, you just might find the perfect gift for someone special, or maybe something you've been searching for yourself. Visit Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Everybody calls the St. Lions!
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to the best of KCNR.
We're here with Radiant Police Department Lieutenant Rob Canero.
God,
I'm only laughing because you're a very I don't want to say funny. That's not the right word. But you're very laid back, if I can say that, for a police officer.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, is that okay? It doesn't mean that you don't get big quick, but.
Oh, yeah. I try to, you know, this job's hard. You go through a lot of, that's what I meant to say,
a sense of humor.
22 years, yeah, I've been at lots of ups and downs. It does affect your personality, how you perceive the world, but I've really focused on just being a normal person, detaching, unturning the switch off when I'm not here. You know, I've got a great family and great friends. I live a normal life. I have a lot of hobbies. So, you know, it's important, and RJ could agree, when you do this job, you really have to stay balanced.
Our other guest is RJ Johnson. He's an acting sergeant. He's in charge of the traffic for the Ironman triathlon that's coming in here on August 16th. I'm going to go back to that, Ron. What kind of hobbies do you have?
Oh, I'm a big outdoors man. Music.
Do you hunt or?
Yeah, hunt, fish, snow ski, mountain bike, you know, backpack, all that stuff.
And you said music?
Yeah, enjoy music.
You play an instrument?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you play?
I play bass guitar.
Mm. Yeah.
Group of guys I kind of grew up with. And
how
kind of
fun.
Are you like a garage band or you all go out and do things?
Yeah, we've done a few shows here and there, mostly private parties and stuff. It's more just for us to have fun. It's hard to get together and really dial it in. So
that's wonderful.
Are most of your friends work in law enforcement?
No. I'm fortunate to have grown up here. So, okay.
Well, that's interesting. RJ, what about you? I mean,
you've
been a policeman your whole adult life. I mean, you're not even fully
not
20 formed
years
yet.
Like this guy.
Yeah,
but
what about you?
Yeah, no, same. I think it's really important to have hobbies outside of work and have friends outside of work. You know, we obviously love each other and that we work together, but at the same time, you need a break from your police friends and have other friends just to normalize yourself.
Yeah, it gives you a different outlook on things. And I think that's because being in service, the same thing. You know, you've got a real tight group of people. I mean, your lives depend on each other. But you got to have other things outside that, too.
Absolutely.
You know, because you do need a different outlook.
Yep.
You know, things that you just hold as, oh, yeah, we all agree. And then you find out that, oh, but there's a lot of people that don't agree with this.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about anything serious, but I mean, just, you know, what you do for fun.
I think a big part for me, too, is I'll go to events with off-duty with, you know, police friends, and they want to talk about work. You know, it's like, I'm not at work. I don't want to talk about work. It absorbs a big portion of my life to where, you know, normal people, I call them normal people, normal friends, you talk about different things. You talk about your hobbies.
Yeah.
What's going on, your families, you know, and you can really detach from police work.
Right.
And get away from it for a bit.
I think you have to.
You have to.
Because you guys are in the middle of just horrible things. And I don't mean horrible things like shootouts, but you see things that none of us, and we don't want to see them.
Right.
You don't want us to see them. And so you've got to do something like that. Well, I'm glad to hear that for both of you like that. Are you still running, racing those, what'd you call them, monster cars?
Outlaw cars? No. I grew significantly and no longer really fit ideally into a mini outlaw cart. But now I got a couple kids and I'm sure we'll be right back into it.
I was just
looking at one last night on Facebook. So I'm sure I'll be back.
It's in your blood. In your blood.
But I golf. I enjoy golfing and then I hang out. You know, like I said, friends
play
go
golf.
Go Lake. Oh yeah, yeah.
That's a good
one. You like
one.
That? You've played a long time, or you just picked it up
picked it up probably 2 or 3 years ago. But it's very addicting. And
it's humbling.
It is
it's very humbling.
One day you can be the best golfer, and then the next day you. Can
I
be
should be on the tour.
Exactly.
Next day, Next day, my hands turn into little pieces of stone. That's my handicap too.
Yeah,
my right one and my left. So feel free to use that joke later. What would you say for all the officers there? I mean, this is a very well respected police department, but not just the community, but other police departments. You all have got really high marks and. Just had the opportunity to hear that the other day. What about the rest of the guys and girls? Are they kind of like you all in the sense of a diffuse number of different friends, different hobbies? Would you say?
Yeah, there's all types. I mean, I run the SWAT team, and I'm really proud of a lot of our young officers in the SWAT team. I was on the SWAT team as a younger man and officer. These guys have taken it to the next level. They're very proficient with their firearms. They're studying the latest and greatest, you know, technologies and tactics. So a lot of them, younger officers, do spend a lot of their personal time training or focusing on this job. But that's normal because I did that too when I was young.
Yeah.
And I was very passionate about the job. I spent a lot of time off duty, you know, doing training on my own or reading about it or, you know, whatever it was, hanging out with friends. I think, though, for someone my age, 22 years in the game, you just kind of hit this point with the family where, like, okay, I've invested all this time in my career. You know, I need to focus on my family now. And
sure.
Things. You kind of hit that wall. I'd say, RJ, 7 to 10 years. I don't know how long you've been on. But.
No, and I think also, like, you hit on it. Like, once you start having a family, it kind of changes, you know, things. You know, when
it
you're
does.
Single or married and you're, you know, all you're doing is going to work and shooting guns on the weekend and doing this and doing that, you know, and then you have your first kid, and now, you know, your friends that don't have kids can't hang, you know, you're home more, and so now you're starting to hang out with, you know, people that have kids, and so sometimes that, in my opinion, changes, you know, the dynamic.
Well, it has to, and it should.
Yep.
It should. And I think that was the hardest part in people with kids in the military is that we deploy, and we deploy at a moment's notice in the units I was in. I mean, you see your family as you're packing, or you're picking up your gear because it's already packed. And you're leaving. You don't know how long you're gone for.
Yeah.
At least in your work, you pretty much know that, you know, you're coming home every night and being able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And but, yeah, a lot of pressure family-wise. So I think that's great that, you know, y'all, and I imagine most police have at that point realized that kids change things for the good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you talk about our SWAT team. Do our SWAT guys go to special training in other areas, or is most of the training?
It's all
send them
certified.
Out to
it's called post-certified through the state, and there's different abilities of the SWAT team. For example, we have snipers, we have breaching specialists, we have gas deployment or chemical agent deployment specialists, explosive breaching. So all these specialties we send people to school for a post, which is California certified school.
Yeah.
So they get the training, they get certified to come back to train the rest of the team. But there's a lot of training, a lot of investment that goes into our SWAT team.
Well, it's high profile.
It is. And you know, it's not something
you
read about.
You can't make a mistake.
It's not something that gets used daily or that you read about, but they're there for when, you know, the big thing hits.
Yeah.
You know, you saw Idaho just had an active shooter and things like that. So we have. The benefit, in my opinion, running the team is that we have all these guys trained up. They're on patrol, primarily a lot of them.
So these guys
are sprinkled throughout patrol daily, and they have those skills. So if something like an active shooter were to take place, those guys have the skills to respond and take care of business. And we also have the capability of the whole team if it turns into a SWAT call out where we need to start reaching gas deployment. So it's important that we have that ability, you know, as a municipal police department to take care of our own responsibilities.
Well, yeah, they're there during the worst times.
Correct.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Lieutenant Rob Guarnero, heads up the Special Services Unit, which is everything, not patrol, SWAT, neighborhood policing, traffic, picking up the trash unit. Which is hugely
important.
That's
what we call it.
Pick up the trash unit.
The Oscar the Grouch unit.
Okay, and R.J. Johnson, who heads up, who is a motor officer, acting sergeant, and is in charge of the traffic for the Ironman triathlon that's getting ready to happen a week from Sunday, and it's big, and we're going to talk about it when we come back from this break.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Welcome back, 3-5 Radio here. It's our last segment. We'll try and finish strong today.
All right, happy birthday, Carl. People are
so many people to thank, so little time.
Calling,
thank you.
And people coming in. Facebook is blowing up.
My phone's blowing up, which is good. I think I'll just throw it away. Hey, it's 8:50 in the morning. It's 80-plus degrees. It's going up to 105 today. Be aware of that, as everybody is. Don't leave anything in the back seat of your car that you want to have alive if you leave it for several hours.
Not even an accident.
And our guests today are from the Reading Police Department, Lieutenant Rob Garnero, heads up the Special Services Unit, I guess. Is it unit or department?
It's what a you call it? Unit. So it's out of field operations, and it just encompasses all the specialty units.
Everything, all the special units, bikes, neighborhood policing,
motors, the crisis intervention response team, they handle mental health issues, school resource officers.
That's been a big success.
You got your hands full.
The guys who go to these units, like RJ here, he's acting sergeant right now, are some of our best officers. They get those assignments for a reason because they can be trusted to do the right thing. They're proactive. They're hard workers. So it's, in that sense, it's not a lot of trouble for me, because they're all experienced officers. It's just a lot to balance, knowing like this week, I got to meet with the school resource officers because school is starting. I got to get a hold of all their administrators, and then we got Iron Man going on, and then the neighborhood police unit has things they're working. So it's
but they're out there running around arresting all these people. Can you guys slow down a little bit?
Yeah, they are. They're really busy. So I was telling RJ before we walked in here, I was like, man, I need a secretary because I almost forgot about the show this morning, you know, just keeping everything straight.
I bet you anything it would be fun if you could I'm sure at a cocktail party or wherever you guys about the most outrageous stories to get out of tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Linda so far hasn't found the right story. So
if, RJ has one.
Well, but the she makes her she breaks the law on the traffic cameras.
Oh, man.
And
I have done a like California roll. Like I've done a California roll for
once
years.
Once a year. As soon as
I retrain myself.
Yeah. You know. Anyway, and we're talking about RJ acting sergeant. Okay, yeah. Let's go back to Iron Man here. It's going to start at 6. The people are going to start swimming at 6. That'll be the pros and everybody else goes. We're talking 1,600 applicants. We're talking, competitors at least. We're talking about all the people that are on their teams. Some people will just be by themselves. Others will have 3-4 man teams, 5 man teams, person teams. Some of them are arriving as early as August 10th. So they're going to be coming in this weekend, become familiar with the road. So we need to keep ourselves alert because there's going to be a lot of people on the road before the 16th. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen them out there the last couple months. I don't know, you know, if you guys have, but there's been bikers up and down, you know, the route and on Hartnell. And
okay.
So they've been practicing. They've been training. They've been.
Those are our local boys and girls.
I've seen people from out of the area.
Oh, too. Really?
Yeah. The Ironman told us that people would be coming up from groups from San Francisco, stuff like that. To practice, to train. Like, they take the stuff serious. This is their.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these are their events they prepare for. And so, yeah, I would say that, you know, as citizens of Reading, the best thing we can do is welcome these people.
Be friendly, everybody.
Make them want to come back. Make them appreciate Reading, because not just for this event, but for, you know, when they go on vacation or when they come, you know, where do they want to go? So this is an opportunity to shine and put on a good event for them, for the athletes, their families, and everyone that's spectating. Like I said, we got a 3-year contract with Ironman, which is huge, and I think it'll have a great impact.
Well, it's going to have a great financial impact, a huge financial impact here. It could be. They're talking $10-11 million. Mm-hmm. You know, that's pretty good for for an August day.
Yeah.
You know, and this is going to go on for the next 3 years. So I heartily agree with you. And it's one of the things Linda and I talk about is be friendly to these people and be friendly like you would usually are, guys. I mean, don't get upset because they're coming in here for 1-4. In a half-hour period.
Don't put your horn
on a Sunday.
Honk on your horn and be impatient.
So, okay, and they're
mind
and
your
then,
manners.
And then from Whiskeytown, they're gonna go north on 299, make the turn at where?
They cross over. They go up, you know, north on Keswick Dam. The dam there, and then they come over off onto Oasis, take Oasis for a minute, and then go up Bear Mountain, Dry Creek. And they come back down Airport, and then they're going to come down Hartnell, and they'll basically be
that's going to be cool.
Yeah, number one lane of Hartnell. So anywhere if you want to watch or hang out, you can be on Hartnell. They're going to be in the number one lane headed westbound on Hartnell, and then they're going to loop around Park Marina down by Aqua Golf, and then roll right into the Civic, hop off their bike on the grass, and put on their running shoes, or some of them I think just stay in the same shoes, and head on to the river trail.
There you go, and. The last one should be finishing, we think, around 12:30.
Last bike, yeah, they're saying.
Last bike.
Yeah, the last runner, they're estimating. I think the awards are set for 4 p.m., so it'll be somewhere around 4 is when they're estimating the last couple runners to be coming in. So.
Yeah, because a lot of these, this is maybe their first one or their second one, and, you know, they're still learning.
Yeah.
So then they hit 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Now, I think we're still looking for volunteers.
Yeah, there's a link on the Ironman website. That's actually, I think it's actually a QR code on this that I'll leave with you. But yeah, they're looking for volunteers for water stations, just support staff. There's all kinds of positions on there. I was looking, you can sign up to ride your dirt bike, like on the trail to like help people if they are injured or, you know, need a lift or whatever. So it's cool.
They also have, they got kayakers out there in the lake. If somebody's having a problem, they can pull them in. They need people to help pull off wetsuits.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I can see where that could be kind of. kind of fun.
What were you? I was a wetsuit puller.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was competing, you couldn't do wetsuits. And now...
I guess it has to do with the temperature of the
temperature
water.
Temperature of the water.
Yeah,
that's right.
The buoyancy or something.
Well,
yeah,
buoyancy really helps, too. I mean, it makes it easier.
One of our officers is competing, and he was telling us all about it. We were asking him all these questions. Why does it matter about the temperature? So,
Well, people get out there in on Whiskeytown. It's cooler, and they're pumped up. Now, the ones have done this several times, and this is just normal. Mm-hmm. But you get some newbies out there, and they hit the water.
Yeah.
And they'll start out hard, and then halfway through they realize, I haven't made the buoy yet. And that's where the kayakers are at. You know, they're out there swarming them, making sure everybody's okay. Well, this is a feather in our hat to get it here, mm-hmm. that they wanted to have it here. The fact that we pulled it off, big shout out to the Chamber of Commerce in there, and what's his name?
Visit Reading.
And Visit Reading to get this. And it's a big job for our police. But y'all are up to it, of course. And then there's a paid group that this is all they do is big events like this. Mm-hmm. So you liaison with that. Okay, final thoughts. What haven't I asked you?
No, come on, Rob. We encourage everybody during the Ironman event, just be safe if you're competing. You know, I know a lot of the bikes and stuff are expensive, so make sure you're locking that stuff up at night.
Yeah, don't leave them on the back of your car.
Right, don't leave them on the back of your car.
No, don't do that.
Be safe.
Do y'all tell people that?
We relay that to Iron Man too, and they're expensive. They travel. I think they know.
They bring them in.
Yeah.
We'll do our best.
But have fun. We appreciate having you come to Reading if you're competing or attending this event, and try to make it safe and enjoyable for everyone.
Yeah, and our friends, our community here, be open. And which you are, you know, we don't need to tell Reading people to be friendly and all that, but just be aware that it's happening and, you know, a little patience that day and help. And if you can, they're going to need a lot of water stations and aid stations because of the heat. If you can, volunteer for that. I mean, as soon as the last one goes by, you go home. You know, I don't even think you have to pick up. You're just there to hand water out. Helping out at Whiskeytown and the other places. So
I'm looking at the list right now for the cooling stations, environmental crew, transition breakdown crew, need medical, non-clinical, EMTs, like you said, motorcycles, carrying photographers, officials, swim start wave signs, water safety spotters, et cetera. And there's very little spots left. I mean, they've got...
Good. So I'm glad to see that.
And,
Thank you. It's very professional.
Good for you,
Reddy. Yeah. I get back the night before from 4 days up in the mountains.
On horseback.
On horses.
Oh, you're going with Lieutenant John Sheldon, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Up to Modoc.
Like, he's a good guy.
Cowboy ride. I've heard all about it.
He's a good guy. You got a horse?
No.
We'll find you one.
Okay.
You'll love it.
I'll go. Invite me next year.
Well, we find your horse. That's all you need.
John's a good guy. I'd also like to say hello to Doug Janke. He informed me he knows you pretty well. Yeah.
Doug.
He's my realtor and friend.
Oh, Doug used to be here on the show.
Yeah, regularly.
I know Doug real well.
He always calls me when I'm done with the show.
Say,
hey, Janke.
Saying hi to you, Doug. And happy birthday, Carl.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, guys. And thank you for what you and all of your cohort does for our community.
Appreciate it.
Every time I meet a new one, I'm just, we're so lucky.
Yeah.
Here.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff. So stay hydrated out there and God bless America.
I can still remember how that music used to make love with him, cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I'm
the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.